Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Avraham Zivug Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And we continue with a number more cases where a non-Jew has access to a Yid's wine, and whether or not that's going to create an Isser. So Mishnah tells us, Hamenech Yoin Bikarna B'sfina, a Yid leaves his wine in a wagon or on a ship, and there's a guy there, obviously, B'chalchle B'kapandaria, and then the Yid went to go take a shortcut somewhere, and the guy sees him going in that direction, and he sees that he's taking a shortcut. In this case, Nichas Lamdina V'rachat, even if the Yid ended up taking so long that he went into the city and even went to the bathhouse. Mutter wine is still mutter, and that's because since the guy saw him taking a shortcut, he figures the Yid is going to come back any moment because he just went to go run a quick errand and therefore he's afraid to touch the wine. However, in my idea shu maflig, if the Yid told the guy that he's being maflig, which means that he's going for a long time, so then how long is it the Yid has to be gone for in order to aser the wine? Kadesh yishtem v'yishtem v'yigayv, the amount of time it would take for the non-Jew to make a hole in the top of the barrel, reseal it, and that it should dry because that's enough time to be menasech the wine. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he argues like he did in the previous Mishnah, and he requires more time to pass so he could open up the entire barrel, meaning take off the lid, then put a brand new lid back on and have it dry. Another case, a Yid left a non-Jew in his store. Maybe the Yid's the proprietor, he's the Bala Makolet, and a guy came to buy something and he didn't have it in stock, so he says, give me a second, let me go get it for you. Even if the Yid is going in and out and he's not there the whole time, no problem, mutter, all the wine over there is mutter because the guy's afraid to touch it. He doesn't know when the Yid is going to come back. Maybe he's going to be caught in the act. However, if the Yid tells the guy that he's going for a long time, he says, oh, you need that item? That's going to take me a while to get it. It's all the way in the back of the machsan, the storage facility. It's down the block. I'm going to be a while, so hang on a bit. So then how long does he have to be gone for? Same exact machlekes. The amount of time it takes to make a hole in the top of the barrel, reseal it, and have it dry. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he says that it's the amount of time it takes to take off the top, put on a brand new one, and have it dry. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, with more cases. A Yid and a non-Jew are eating together at the same table. And the Yid gets up and he leaves a pitcher of wine on the table. And a pitcher of wine on the dulviki. This is like the serving cart where they used to have food and drinks, and they would take from this cart and put it on the table. But the mesubin, the people who were eating the meal, they wouldn't touch anything on the cart. And what happened? And the Yid got up and left. So mash al shulchan aser. Whatever wine was on the table is automatically aser, because since the people that are eating the suda are allowed to touch it and take it, so the guy's not afraid to touch it, therefore we assume he did, and that's why it's aser. But umasha al dolviki mutter, whatever wine was on the dolviki on the serving cart, that's mutter, because the non-Jew is not going to touch it, it's not his business to be touching it anyway. However, if the Yid told the guy, have a maizik v'shaisa, pour yourself, have a drink, feel comfortable, afsha al dolviki aser, even whatever's on the dolviki, the serving cart is aser, because we're afraid that the guy touched it, because he feels comfortable. And also, chavias psuchais, any open barrels in the house, asuris or aser, or stumas, if the barrel was closed, so they're only going to be aser, kadesh shiftach v'yigav v'sigav, if the Yid was gone for enough time, that the guy could have opened them up, put on a new top, and have that dry. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.